So now we immediately conclude that the norm of G has to be less than gamma because W has no zeros on the imaginary axis, and so the right-hand side must be less than, strictly less than gamma square identity. So that's what it is. The G norm has to be less than gamma. Now we can show, of course, all the other conditions can be shown very easily, fairly easily. We can complete the circle of 1 implies 2, 2 implies 3, and so on to 5, and now we already shown 5 implies 1, so we complete the circle for the first 5 conditions. Now to show the last 2 conditions also equivalent to the first condition, we note that the 6th condition implies the 7th condition by just do the sure complement of matrix complement that we can show they are actually equivalent. That's fairly easy. Then we can also show that the number 6 condition is equivalent to 1. This can be done very easily. Just follow the proof from the 5th condition to the 1st condition. It's very similar because now we have strictly inequality, though actually we don't even need that the corresponding W has zeros on imaginary axis or not. We don't even need that condition because we have inequality right away already. So the 6th condition implies the 1st condition follows very similarly. Now we can also show the 1st condition implies the 6th condition literally by just using the suboptimality, because we have strict inequality. So what are we going to do? We're going to increase the expand the trans matrix by a little bit, okay, by adding a epsilon term. Okay, so actually we can introduce several additional output with a very small number epsilon. So remember, we know that the first condition says the G norm is less than gamma, is strictly less than gamma. So if we choose epsilon sufficient small, then the G epsilon will still have norm less than gamma, because the strict inequality. Okay, if it's equal less than equal, then we can't do that. But here we have strictly less than gamma, and then we can actually add in a very, very small epsilon to do that. Now once we have that, then we can apply the 5th condition. Okay, then we can apply 5th condition to the system matrix of G epsilon. Now if you're using that, then you can get an extra term of epsilon identity, then immediately you conclude there is a strict inequality. Okay, so right away you end up with the fifth, seventh, the sixth condition.